I'd like to call the council meeting to order. Adequate notice of this meeting has been provided as required under Chapter 231, PL 1975, specifying the time, date, location, login, or dial information, and to the extent known. The agenda by posting a copy of the notice on the municipal building, the municipal court, and two municipal library bulletin boards, municipal website, and providing a copy to the official newspapers of the township, and by filing a copy in the office of the township clerk in accordance with the certification by the clerk, which will be entered into the minutes. In order to ensure a clear record of the meeting can be made and that all parties are heard in an organized fashion, all members of the public that are participating remotely will be muted during the meeting. The township will provide for public comment periods for both remote and in-person attendees separately. If a member of the public wishes to speak during any public comment portion for the remote attendees, please raise your hand. This can be done either through Zoom app or by pressing *9 on your phone. When it's your turn to speak, you will receive a prompt or request to unmute. Please click on the prompt and press *6 on your phone to unmute and begin making your comments. All members of the public will have 3 minutes to speak and should ask any and all questions they may have during that period. At the conclusion of the 3 minutes, remote attendees will be muted again. In-persons will also receive 3 minutes to ask any and all questions and may then take a seat, at which time the council administration will respond as necessary. Should you have any further comments or questions, the township council is always available by email and phone, and you can always call the mayor's office during normal operating hours. Each member of the public shall only have one opportunity to speak during each public portion. As the technology does not allow us to know if there are multiple callers on an individual phone line or login user account, we ask that if you wish to speak, that you log in or dial in separately so that we can recognize you as a separate individual. Seated, please take the roll.
Councilwoman Cahill.
Here.
Councilwoman Carmichael.
Here.
Councilman Espinosa.
Here.
Councilwoman Lombardi.
Here.
Councilman Rouse. Councilman Shaw. Council President Erin.
Here. Please stand for the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And number five, comments from administration and council regarding adjournment of any matters on the agenda?
No additions, Council President.
None at this time.
Okay, thank you. Item number six, proclamation, Hispanic Heritage Month. Dennis?
Whereas the Hispanic population represents a rich cultural heritage representing a wide range of nationalities and backgrounds, all of whom make positive contributions across all sectors of American society, and whereas strong commitment to family, faith, hard work, and service has enriched and enhanced our community, and whereas during National Hispanic Heritage Month, the United States celebrates the cultures, traditions, and contributions of residents with roots to Spain, Mexico, Central America, South America, and the Caribbean. And whereas Costa Rica, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, Nicaragua, Mexico, and Chile all celebrate the anniversary of their independence in the month of September. And whereas during this month, we should take time to recognize and celebrate Hispanic contributions and heritage. Now, therefore, Brian C. Waller, Mayor of Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, along with the Township Council, recognize September 15th through October 15th, 2023, as National Hispanic Heritage Month. Thank you.
Thank you, Dennis. Okay. Item number seven, open to the public, comments regarding item number 13, consent agenda items. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or by phone by pressing *9. When it is your turn to speak, you'll receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name, address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. This is for remote attendees.
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
I'm going to close the remote portion. For in-person attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration will then respond if necessary. This is on the consent agenda, item number 13.
Yeah, hi, 29 Dreadbed Road, Pratik Patel. Just a question for G and H. What was the settlement? And on H, is the community block plan used for park and all the, I guess, what do you call affordable house, again, creates congestion in this room. For example, YMCA was just filled in 1 minute.
So you asked for G and H, correct?
Yes, G and H.
Second to G. All right, sounds good. So G was essentially Timothy Christian School is on Ethel Road. We were doing road widening project there, so we had to take acquire some easements. So this was part of that settlement to determine the value and pay them.
And H is our annual funding from the federal government for community development block grant. It's used for improvements in our parks and neighborhoods.
So I'd just like to add that this grant is actually taking up open lands, but I would suggest to appropriate those money for old houses that has been there in this community for more than 50 years to rebuild to modern code or modern design and aesthetic standards. For example, School Street. There are a few houses on Metallurst Lane. I'm sure many other streets that I'm not aware of. But rather than just building up mass houses, and nowadays they create parking hazards and a lot of other things, so they don't think through properly. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to close the in-person attendees. Item number 8, ordinance on a second reading amending supplemented chapter 21 zoning, and this is open to the public, resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar, would you please read the ordinance?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Amend and Supplement the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, amending and supplementing Chapter 21 zoning, was introduced on the 15th day of August 2023. And it passed the first reading and was published on the 20th day of August 2023. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on October 3rd, 2023, be adopted, passed, and after passage be published, together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2023-25.
Thank you. For remote attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or by phone by pressing star 9. When it is your turn to speak, you'll receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. Council administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions.
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised for this agenda item.
Thank you. I'm going to close the remote portion. For in-person attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration will then respond if necessary. For item number 8. I see none. I'm going to close the public portion. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Cedar, would you please take the roll?
Woman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Council President Erin?
Yes. Item passes on a second reading. Item number 9, ordinance on a second reading, supplementing Chapter 24 site plan review. This is also open to the public, resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar, would you please read the ordinance?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Supplement the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, supplementing Chapter 24 site plan review, was introduced on the 15th day of August 2023 and had passed the first reading and was published on the 20th day of August 2023. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on October 3rd, 2023, be adopted, passed, and after passage be published, together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2023-26.
Thank you, Melissa. For remote attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand, either on Zoom app or by phone by pressing star 9. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions.
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
I'm going to close the remote portion. For in-person attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council administration will then respond if necessary. I see none. I'm going to close the public portion. Do I have a motion?
Motion, Councilwoman Lombardi.
Do I have a second?
Second, Councilwoman Cahill.
Sue, would you please take the roll?
Councilwoman Cahill.
Yes.
Councilwoman Carmichael.
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa.
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi.
Yes.
Council President Earn.
Yes. Item passes on a second reading. Item number 10, ordinance on a second reading adopting Second Amendment Redevelopment Agreement Plan for Block 11901, Lot 22.15, 857 Hose Lane West, and this is open to the public, a resolution adopting ordinance. Mrs. Cedar, would you please read the ordinance?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled An Ordinance Adopting Second Amended Redevelopment Plan for 857 Hose Lane West, identified as Block 11901, Lot 22.15, on the tax map of the Township of Piscataway, was introduced on the 12th day of September 2023 and had passed the first reading and was published on the 19th day of September 2023. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on October 3rd, 2023, be adopted, passed, and after passage be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2023-27.
Thank you, Melissa. For remote attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or by phone by pressing star 9. When it is your turn to speak, you receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions.
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
I'm going to close the remote portion. For in-person attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council administration will then respond if necessary.
Yeah. Hi, Pratik Patel. What are we redeveloping this again? This redevelopment, is this a building, land, what is it?
It's. May I, just because I'm a neighbor? You can go too, but it's a piece of property that had been privately owned. At one time, the university owned it, then the township owned it. It was an old house that fell apart. And so we'd like to make it single family homes versus anything else. And just as a bit of history for you, Mr. Patel, is that at one time, a developer wanted to come in there and build, like, I think it was either a rehab place or a much larger building. So to be contiguous with the neighborhood, single family homes would be there.
Congratulations. Good job. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Patel.
It's definitely a much better fit.
Dean, the ideal would have been if the university did the right thing, no offense to my alma mater, and have taken care of a beautiful old home, but they didn't.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going to close the in-person attendees. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
City, would you please take the roll?
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Council President Earn?
Yes. Item passes on a second reading. Item number 11, ordinance on a first reading, authorizing Lawson Street and Blakeland Avenue redevelopment plan as a resolution adopting ordinance. Mr. Caesar, would you please read the ordinance?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance Adopting a Redevelopment Plan for Block 3401, Lots 12.02, 43.01, 47.01, Block 3402, Lot 13, Block 3403, Lots 1.01, 2.01, 5.01, and 72.01, and Block 3404, Lots 29.01, 45.01, 47.01, 56.01, 59.01, 62.01, 66.01, and 71.01, and also including portions of the Clawson Street, Brook Avenue, and Field Avenue rights-of-way, Clawson Street and Bakeland Avenue, as shown on the tax map of the Township of Piscataway, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, as well as by remote meeting format on the 9th day of November 2023. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Mr. Cedar. Do I have a motion?
Motion, Councilwoman Lombardi.
I have a second.
Second, Carmichael.
Cedar, would you please take the roll?
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Council President Earn?
Yes. Item passes on a first reading. Item number 12, ordinance on a first reading, authorizing 88 Centennial Avenue amending redevelopment plan, and this is a resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Seager, please read the ordinance.
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled an ordinance amending an ordinance adopted July 21st, 2020, approving amended redevelopment plan for 88 Centennial Avenue, Block 6703, Lot 8, as shown on the tax map of the Township of Piscataway, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, as well as by remote meeting format on the 9th day of November 2023. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Melissa. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second, Carmichael.
Would you please take the roll?
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Council President Earn?
Yes. Item passes on a first reading. Item number 13, consent agenda. For efficiency, items have been consolidated into consent agenda to be voted on together. The materials of these items have been distributed to the council in advance of the meeting. At this time, are there any items that the council would like removed from the consent agenda to be discussed or voted on separately?
None, Council President.
I see none. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second, Councilwoman Cahill.
Cedar, would you please take the roll?
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Council President Earn?
Yes. Item passes. Item number 14, announcements and comments from officials. Councilwoman
Yeah, sure. Just a couple of reminders for folks in town that I'm assuming this means Monday, October 9th. There's a passport day at the Senior Center. I think it says the 11th, but I'm hoping that's a Monday, the 9th. But we do it again in October as well. It's a great opportunity for folks who can't get down to the county or to other major places to get your passport done. Right here in Piscataway. Since we're not going to meet again here in October, I'd like to wish all the children and maybe not so young people a very happy Halloween.
Thank you, Councilman Cahill. Councilman?
Nothing for me. Thank you.
Councilman Espinoza?
At the Kennedy Library, we're going to, the library is going to hold a national Hispanic heritage event, or rather, an event. So if everybody can join at 11 a.m., that's going to happen this Saturday.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes, I would like to acknowledge that October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and we support the fighters, admire the survivors, and honor the taken, and never give up hope for a cure. And we do have a survivor on our board here, so hugs to her.
Mayor?
We're going to participate tomorrow in the Walk Your Children to School Day in conjunction with the Piscataway Police Department. We encourage all parents to take their kids to school tomorrow and learn about some safety while walking to school. Also mentioned that there is going to be a 5K race for the volunteer firefighters in town. I believe, Michelle, that's the last Saturday of the
month.
It's
on October 28th.
Yeah, I will not be running, but I will be walking very briskly.
Okay.
Okay.
Deal.
Is this from the sir, DC? Nothing. Township Attorney?
No comments, thank you.
And I have no comment either. Item number 15, agenda session for November 9th, 2023. Ordinance on a second reading, Clawson Street and Blakeland Avenue redevelopment plan. This will be open to the public. Resolution adopting ordinance. Ordinance on a second reading authorizing 88 Centennial Avenue amended redevelopment plan. And this is open to the public. Resolution adopting ordinance. Resolution authorizing the award of bid Sterling Village, Hazelwood Park, Kroger Park, camera pole installation and associated work, electrical work, Magic Touch Construction, not to exceed $70,963.35. Resolution authorizing acceptance of the donation of Piscataway Community Outreach Advisory Board from the Piscataway Elks Lodge 2014 in the amount of $1,480. And resolution acceptance of calendar year ended December 31, 2022 audit report. Okay. Item number 16, open to the public for remote attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or by phone by pressing star 9. When it is your turn to speak, you receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions.
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised for this agenda item.
I'm going to close the remote portion. For in-person attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council administration will respond if necessary.
This is the open public portion.
Hi, my name is Carol Tanzi. I'm a nurse at Robert Wood Johnson Hospital in New Brunswick. And we're reaching out to all the surrounding communities who we serve to just let everybody know that we are on day 61 of our unfair labor practice strike. And we are not receiving any help from any of the local governments, no acknowledgement, no support, nothing. So I don't know if you're aware, there's been legislation in New Jersey that could be signed to mandate safe staffing standards in the Assembly and in the Senate. It's the Senate bill is S304, the Assembly is 4536. We're asking for help because it's a sticky situation because we're afraid that some corporate greed and political favor may be what's stopping the governor from stepping in. He has been silent, hasn't even come to our picket line. we're aware of some close relationships with him and our CEO and the new appointee, George Helmy, as our vice president now underneath Mark Manigan. So it's a little dubious, the connections and why we're not getting any help. It's a public outrage that we're not being helped. So we're asking for all the local communities who we serve, who are patients at our hospital, that we never turn our back on. We would like help with having Assemblyman Egan, Assemblyman Joe Danielson, and Senator Bob Smith to be co-signers on these bills so that they may be passed after the election in November. We're asking for all of your help and a commitment from everybody to stand with us, because right now it feels terrible to be standing by ourselves. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm sorry. You have to continuously press. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Hold it down. Thank you.
My name is Kirsten Zinnikis. I'm a lifelong resident of Middlesex County. My brother was born at Robert Wood Johnson Hospital, where I now work. I have substitute taught in Piscataway Schools. I'm a patron of the library here, and right now I'm currently a nurse at Robert Wood Johnson Hospital. I work on a cardiac step-down unit, and I will say that our ratios do exceed what's proposed for the federal safe staffing bills that people have suggested. It's not uncommon for us to have six patients on like a med-surg tele floor when really it should be more like four patients for one nurse. The people I take care of are people who are post-cardiac catheterization, people who are post-permanent pacemaker placement, post-ICD placement. So people who are in significant heart failure, additionally heart transplants, people with left ventricular assist devices. And a lot of times they have a lot of things that moving parts for taking care of these patients. As we know, especially post-COVID, people have been having more issues, been needing more care because of long-term complications caused by viruses like that, caused by people living longer and just things in general. And so we really want to implore the community to be aware of what's going on and to be aware that right now the hospital is being staffed by people who are being brought in from agencies, from strike agencies, and they're being paid quite a bit of money, but they're all new to the facility. They're not part of this community. They're coming in from other states, which we have no objection to people from other states or other communities. But a lot of us live and work in these communities. We want to make the public aware and continue to be aware of what it is we're fighting for. It's for you. It's for your children. It's for your parents, your neighbors. You were the people who will receive the ambulances if your neighbor has to have a medical event in the middle of the night and things like that. We're the people holding your hand if you're hearing bad news. We're the people who are there after visiting hours are over and before they start. So we see and we know everything that's going on. We know what being short-staffed means, and also being short on supplies. Like, we should never be short on supplies for cleaning up a patient or for something like that. Like, that's basic needs. And a lot of times, the hospital runs short on things. And so we want the public to be more aware of this issue. Thank you.
Thank you. May I press the button?
Hi. And also, I work in a mother-baby unit where Robert Wood Johnson is a university hospital, and we handle all high-risk mothers. And right now, the situation is the people who are taking care of those patients are they're not trained, but they are trained, but not to the level of what we are trained in Robert Wood Johnson Hospital. And all these high-risk mothers are transferred to other hospitals of Barnabas. And this situation is really scary. Being a mom, your expectation is really high. And now the situation, whatever is going on there, you don't know where you're going to deliver and what the situation is going to be and how your baby is going to be turning out. We need the community support to handle this situation.
Thank you.
Hello, my name is Nancy Lipschitz. I am a resident of Middlesex County, and I am a 35-year veteran at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. I feel like I have built that place. My heart, my soul, my blood, my sweat has been in this institution. Ever since I was a new nurse, and even before I became a nurse, I wanted to be a part of Robert Wood Johnson. Back then, it was Middlesex General Hospital. Throughout the years, we have built it up, and it was built up because of the staff. It was built up because of the nurses who wanted to bring excellence to the bedside. We all have certifications. We study every single day. We never, ever let the opportunity to learn pass us by. We have achieved such excellence in that institution, but now we are out on the streets at 61 days. I do not want to be on strike anymore, but I need to make sure that when I go back, I can care for my patients safely. I have made it through COVID. I have made it through H1N1. I have done traumas. I have done it all, okay? And we need the public's help. We are up against a giant beast who fails to realize that we are there to protect and help the people of this state. We need these bills passed, and we needed them passed yesterday. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, good evening. My name is Kodai. I'm a resident of Piscataway. I'm a nurse for 20.
Press the button down.
You have to hold the button down.
Okay. Hold it, okay. Okay, so I'm going to repeat. My name is Kodai. I'm the resident of Piscataway. I'm a nurse for the past 25 years. I work in the ICU setup in Robert Wood Johnson Hospital. The one thing I really want everyone to know is we are not striking for the nurse's salary. We are striking for the patient's safety, for a quality care. I don't want to go to a place where I cannot give a good patient care because I'm having so many things. Nurses are on the roads now without job, without pay, without the most important thing, which is health insurance, but we are standing for it. The reason is we want to give a good care and we want to take care of our patients very well. Please, we are not fighting for our salary. We are fighting for a safety patient care. So please, please support us. We stood there for the community during the COVID. We did not turn our back. I myself got COVID 3 times, but I continued giving care for my patients. I did my part. Now we are expecting the community to support us. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Lindsay DeCastro, and I'm a nurse in the emergency department at Robert Wood Johnson. So I came here tonight because this is my first job in New Jersey. I've been a nurse for 13 years. I worked in New York, and this is my first job in New Jersey. When I first was orientated, I was so excited because it was a level one trauma emergency department, and I felt that I found my new home. When I got there and I got off orientation, it was a different story. I realized that they were very short-staffed, and even though I was hired as a staff nurse, they were very short and they were looking for more nurses to come and help them. Some nights I was having 6, 7, up to 8 patients. Can you imagine coming into the ED from an emergency or a trauma and your nurse has 6 other patients besides you, or your family member, you're waiting for your mom to be seen, and I have to take care of someone who can't breathe, and your mom goes by the wayside for 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours until I can get to her. And that hurts because we want to give all the best patient care. I came here with my son so he could see that when you have a grievance and something is happening and you're not happy about it and you want to make a change, that you can come to your government and say, hey, this is the problem that we have and this is how we want you to address it, and come to see that we're supported by our government, so that he can see that his mom is tired and can't take him out on her day off because she's worked so hard. and he'll know why. And it won't be just wasted time that I worked hard and then I don't have time for my kids, I don't have time for myself. At the end of the day, we all might end up on a hospital bed and we all want the best care possible. So please stand with us and help us out and get us back to work. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Deanna Ulak. I'm a long-term resident of Piscataway. I grew up here. My family grew up here. I went to Christ Union Methodist Church. I'm a graduate of the high school, was a cadet captain of the JROTC, Kitty Hawk member, Happy Drill team member, currently a Robert Wood Johnson nurse on the pediatric hematology oncology unit. For those of you that don't know, it means I take care of children with cancer and bloodborne diseases. It's not easy. And we already have low staffing, so we want to fight for safe staffing. I want to share a story about something that happened on my unit a couple months ago before the strike happened. It takes two nurses to hang chemotherapy, two nurses to hang blood. We are sometimes left without a secretary or without any nursing assistant. And more often than not, the hospital upper management leaves us with only two nurses on the floor. In one instance, the two nurses on the floor were each in their respective rooms while another patient was having a blood reaction. It's a dangerous situation. The parent is calling out for help because their child is in danger, but there is no one to answer the phone, and there is no one in the hallway because the nurses are already busy. If you don't give us the proper amount of staff, we can't care for you properly, which is why we're outside on the streets on day 61 fighting for safe staffing. I want to be back out inside with my kids and take care of them. I'm there from the moment of their diagnosis. I'm there to hold their hand with their first chemotherapy treatment. I'm there when they beat cancer. I'm there when they don't beat cancer. I miss them and I want to go back. So I'm asking for your help, everyone's help, to get us back inside. Thank you.
Hi, good evening. My name is Amanda Legere. I have been a resident of Piscataway at Pleasant View Drive for the past 3 years, and the 4 years prior to that, I was a nursing student at Rutgers University. So I have pretty deep roots here for my 25 years of age in this community. I'm here to ask the city of Piscataway to please spread the word that Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital is a striking hospital right now. I have noticed so many members of this community have not been made aware of this, that the level of excellence that Robert Wood is known for cannot be guaranteed at this time. Particularly, we are getting into flu season, COVID is now making a comeback, pneumonia. When residents do not have the ability to make a formed decision that they are going to a striking hospital to receive care, it may impact the level of care that they are given. Similarly, as a Rutgers alumna, I spoke with some Rutgers students and let them know that we were on strike as well. Many of them were not aware. When I was a resident assistant at Rutgers, where did we send our students when they were sick? When they were in trouble, we sent them to Robert Wood. I cannot guarantee what level of care they're going to get there if they are going to be safe. So I am asking the council to please spread the word at least, so this way our community can make an informed decision about how they want to receive their care for right now, because the nurses who built that hospital in excellence are no longer in there right now. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Jennifer Torres. I'm a resident of Piscataway since 1991. I've been a nurse since 1984. I'm a pediatric nurse. I love my job. But sometimes I go home and think, did I do the best today? Did I do everything for my patient today? Because usually when you go to sleep, you come home from work. You lay down in your bed and say, did I do this? Did I give all my best to my patient today? And it's really hard to be in that position when you go in the morning, you ask the nurse who you gave report to, did I do everything I was supposed to do yesterday? Because sometimes you just don't have enough time to do everything you're supposed to do. So many nights, so many days, I come home without eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner. I only eat once a day when I go to work. Sometimes I would call, because I'm from the pediatric float pool. I'm like a Band-Aid. I go everywhere they need me in the morning. So in the morning when I go to the nursing office, if they tell me, you go to the neonatal ICU today, I go there. So before I go to work in the morning, I would call the nursing office and ask them, where am I going today? If they tell me I'm in the intensive care units, I don't even bring my lunches anymore because I know I wouldn't be eating. We go to the bathroom once. And that is the truth. So I'm asking for you guys, if you can just help us, maybe ask Governor Murphy to support us. I am one of his constituents. I voted for him 2 times. I am so disappointed that he cannot even support us right now when we gave him support, when he needed our support. Thank you.
You have to hold the button down.
All right. Good evening. My name is John Hsu from 219 West Shirley Avenue, Edison, New Jersey. Just want to share a story. I was a Rutgers graduate. I played basketball at Warblin quite a bit. And actually, surprisingly, I saw one of my friends. He was one of the striking nurses at Robert Wood Johnson. So he told me his story. His father had to go into the hospital. I think in the intensive care unit, they were worried that he had a stroke, and he was expecting care at his hospital, the one that he worked at. They made sure he was okay. They realized it was not a stroke, but he was still in serious condition. But there was a lack of staffing, a lack of nurses to take care of his father, and unfortunately, because of that lack of care, he was spending his extra time to take care of his father and to look after his father. And he told me that story. It was a heartbreaking story. And he told me he would not want to send his relatives, his family members to hospital anymore after that incident. And it's not a lack of care from the nurse's part or a lack of care or a lack of attention, but it's really a matter of staffing. This is a problem that the nurses face every day. It's important to go to talk to them, to hear their stories, their personal stories, to really understand what's going on over there. We do support the state staffing bill. It's Senate Bill S-304. Basically, the summary, it says, establishes a minimum registered professional nurse staffing standards for hospitals and ambulatory surgery facilities and other DHS facilities. This is a bill that's been in the Senate committees for about 20 years, because they know. I mean, the senators know that it is an important bill when people do care and understand, they do support it, but they're not able to move it. So we are really asking for the public support. Please call your senator, Bob Smith, Senator Bob Smith, if you're in Piscataway, New Brunswick, North Brunswick, I think South Brownbrook, and maybe one other town. But yes, please call Bob Smith at 732-752-0770 and ask him to co-sponsor the bill, S-304. And also your assembly people. We would like the assembly people to support this bill as well. That's Joe Danielson. His number is 732-247-3999. And also your other assemblyman, Joseph Egan, 732-249-4550. This is, you know, if the public is out there and they understand this issue, if you want to support the nurses, please take that step and call your representatives. This bill will save lives. This is a bill that has passed. A similar bill has passed in other states like California, because it's common sense. Having this sufficient staffing saves lives, keeps the community healthy, and this is the good for everyone, the good of everyone in the community. So please, we implore your support, the council here, the community. Please support the nurses at Robert Wood Johnson.
Do we want to comment before he comes up, or?
Wait till the public portion closes.
Yeah. Hi, Pratik, 29 Redbud Road. I just have a few topics that I'm going to cover. It was good to hear all of you guys, but this is related to taxes, and I was also looking at budget, which is kind of aligning with what these guys were talking. So first thing what I'm going to talk about is, when I talk about mayor, please don't take it as a person, but take it as the chair that you're sitting on. And I don't know if there are misrepresentation coming in from your office, or it comes out as you are just lying. So first thing, when you send out a newsletter today that the taxes were down by 8%, my taxes for 2022 were 7282, 8% is 6699. My current taxes is 6945. So there was a deficit of around $400. So I don't know where this number comes from or where it originates, but they are not fact.
Tax rate.
Not your taxes. It's the individual tax rate that he's alluding to.
Okay. So I think it's not reflecting. The second thing is, I think lately the government took a policy of using house values and in inflated house values to base the taxation on. This policy, in my opinion, is going to weaponize tax liens because the income is not keeping up. I've seen many people striking, and eventually the taxes are going to just go up. And it creates a different kind of negative cost to the society that nobody's looking into because it's not connected to the income. Lately, I see a lot of racial language and class warfare and all this kind of stuff, black woman, white woman, and why can't we just call them as women and people of heritage rather than introducing race? When I came to this country, we didn't talk about race. We talked about technology. We talked about human dignity. We talked about people. We didn't associate adjective that you are black or you are Indian or you're Chinese or something like that. We just talked to them as an American. And I think this press nowadays is dividing people, and I think politicians should take a note of this and just reference them as a person or a person with particular faith or a heritage that they believe in. The other thing that I was looking at is 2023 budget and the family insurance bill that you as a township, you are paying close to $29,673. If I just add up these numbers, $29,673, this is just the government paying, which is minimum. And add in another $7,000 worth of taxes, that number comes to give or take $35,000-$36,000. If the minimum wage is around $14 or $15 for anybody, at $30,000, how are they getting that $7,000 in deficit? So again, I don't know who creates these numbers and who creates these budgets, but apparently I think I see this auditing process of finance is just becoming a rubber stamping process. Nobody's asking them, nobody's questioning them, nobody understands what are taxes, what are fines, what are fees, and it's just going through. This process has been going on for year over year. And to overall, even as a Piscataway member, you're paying $37,874. So if $37,000 is going in taxes, at the end of the day, people should be asking, what are they getting for? And just to add to that, 70% of the medical cost goes in just diagnosis. The 30% goes into the care. So if you're talking about 70%, I've seen many people now, they cannot afford diagnosis because the costs are becoming unaffordable after insurance. So people, if you don't have insurance, I don't know what they are going to do. So this whole thing which is going on in medical system today, it's just a disaster just waiting to happen.
Excuse me, sir, but your 3 minutes have expired.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to close the public portion.
I'd like to make a quick comment, too, and then you could end it off. I'd like to applaud all of you nurses for coming out here and standing your ground and doing what you're doing at local township meetings. I've spent many, many a day at Robert Wood Johnson Hospital with my mom and my sister almost most of the summer. I'm very well aware of what your nurses do and how many patients you handle. I understand it's a lot, and I totally stand with you guys doing what you're doing. So thank you for coming out. Thank you for enlightening us, telling us your stories. As I said, I've seen it firsthand. Not that I wanted to, but I was there for a long time. And my one sister just had something happen to her recently, and we actually chose not to bring her to Robert Wood Johnson. We had to go down to Somerset because we were afraid of what would happen over there. So I completely understand where you guys are coming from. And I believe that Gabrielle has a little bit that she'd like to say also.
Yes. Thank you, Councilwoman Lombardi. As mayor, the administration, and the council are listening to you all come up and speak here, and I think knowing that it's not just only my colleague, Councilwoman Lombardi, who's been to Robert Wood Johnson. I had my mother there. She passed away in that hospital, 2 years ago. We've all had a loved one there, or ourselves have been there for one reason. And we all in this town are very much a union labor town. We like when buildings are built, like our YMCA was built with all union labor. And there is a reason. I grew up in a union household. I unfortunately never was in one myself, but I saw and stood on picket lines with my pop when I was very little. So learned that lesson at a young age. And so I think they've designated me to open up the floor again. And Council President, if I may, I would like to know if we could entertain to have an oral resolution read tonight. Would that be okay with you, Council President? Okay, very good. So with that, this council tonight will take a vote on an oral resolution, which we will memorialize at a later date, just so you're all aware. So if I don't have all the language in there, you'll have to pardon me tonight. But in essence, what we are saying is that we are standing with the union, and we are going to ask and call on Governor Murphy and the acting comptroller to end the strike immediately. May we take a voice vote?
Can I have a vote?
Or an offer?
A motion?
I'll make an offer.
With a second.
Should you take the roll?
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion passes.
Resolution passes.
Okay. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.
Have a good night.